In 2022, CBS Sports ranked Ryan Day as the best coach in the Big Ten Football Conference. The same is not true in 2023. Where does Ryan Day fall as CBS Sports ranks the best coaches, all the coaches, in the Big Ten Conference? We'll discuss that next on Locked On Buckeyes.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What's up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Thursday, May 18th in the year 2023, and this episode is brought to you by Bird Dogs. Go to birddogs.com/lockedoncollege, and when you enter promo code LockedOnCollege, they'll throw in a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumbler with every order. During today's episode, we will go over CBS Sports ranking of every Big Ten coach, of every Power 5 college football coach, where Ryan Day falls, and how he can move up in this list. Ryan Day is a coach. There's a lot of heat on, a lot of pressure on him this year. He is looked at as a coach that's really, really good, can coach phenomenal offense, but over the past couple years has failed to beat his rival and to win the conference, which is a big thing, a big requirement at The Ohio State University. When I first saw the rankings that CBS Sports put out of every Power 5 college football coach, I was wondering where Ryan Day fell. I wasn't even looking for the Big Ten coaches at this time. I'm looking for where does Ryan Day rank amongst Dabo, amongst Sweeney, Kirby Smart, and the other elite coaches in the sport. Where does Ryan Day fall? And I understand Jim Harbaugh, James Franklin, maybe even Luke Fickell are in this conversation as being some of the best coaches the sport has to offer. So I looked at the list and saw, Day is not top five. Day is top 10. He's under Jim Harbaugh. I started to question, does this make sense? Ryan Day's number 8. Harbaugh's number 6. The other Big Ten coaches in the top 10. Luke Fickell, number 9. Number 10 is James Franklin. We're going to go 10 through 1 and let you know how CBS Sports ranks the top 10 Power 5 college football coaches in the country. Number 10, James Franklin. Up 5 spots from a year ago. Number 9, Luke Fickell was not able to be ranked a year ago because he was coaching a group of 5 school in Cincinnati. Number 8, Ryan Day, down 2 spots from a year ago. Number 7, Kyle Whittingham, coach of Utah, up 1 spot. Jim Harbaugh up 4 spots to number 5 from a year ago. Then the next 4 are the same as they were a year ago. Lincoln Riley, number 4. Dabo Swinney, number 3. Kirby Smart, number 2. Nick Saban, number 1. Ryan Day is a coach that needs to be able to change the narrative about him, to be able to change the narrative about the teams that he's coaching. I don't want to get too deep into this thing without actually realizing and understanding what CBS Sports is saying about this. And I understand if you go and Google the article that's going to come up ranking the top 25 Power 5 coaches, you're going to see at the top, I believe it's Tom Fornelli's name at the top. He is just the author, the penman of the article and the descriptions. He is not the only one voting. So if you're going to go on the Twitter, the Bird app, and say, Tom Fornelli this, Tom Fornelli, pause. Let's just pause for a second. Don't go at Tom Fornelli. He is just the penman and the person behind describing the ranking that has been compiled by numerous people that work for CBS Sports. Here's what they had to say about Ryan Day being the number 8 coach in this year's rankings. Quote, I don't want to keep harping on this, but let's compare results. They failed to win the Big Ten for the second straight season, but led Ohio State to the CFP for the third time in his 4 seasons, nearly knocking off Georgia in the Peach Bowl semifinal. And he fails and he falls 2 spots. Make it make sense. Anyway, while not winning the Big Ten 2 years in a row, will always be seen as a failure in Columbus, Ohio. Day has lost 6 games total in his 4 seasons and is 31-2 in the Big Ten. The problem is who those 2 losses have come against, end quote. That's a great summary in a nutshell. I can go over quickly the losses Ryan Day has had in his tenure at Ohio State. That implanted in my mind. 2019, only loss was against Clemson in the playoff. 2020, Only loss was against Alabama in the Natty, 2021. Week two against Oregon, 2021 against Michigan, Thanksgiving weekend. 2022 against Michigan, against Georgia. Who was he losing to? Power five teams that put pros into the National Football League, and most of them are coming either Thanksgiving weekend or in the playoff. So when you're really looking at Ryan Day's tenure as a coach, really good recruiter, really good developer of talent of the quarterback and running a good offense. But as a whole, there's a lot Ryan Day has to do. I say a lot. Expectations are high at Ohio State. They have been since I was a youngster when I became a fan of the team. They have been your entire life as well. This isn't the John Cooper era, or this isn't the Urban Meyer era. This is Ryan Day. There's an expectation that has been set. Tressel did phenomenal things. John Cooper did really good, just failed to win the big games. Is Ryan Day falling in that area as well, where he's failing to win the big games? I don't know, man. The one thing we didn't get back then in the 90s was a true national championship game. Got it later in the 90s. So I don't know if John Cooper's team would have ever played for the Natty based off how the sport was ran back then. But even then, Nebraska was really good. Florida was good. Miami was good. Florida State was good. So you get even early 90s, Colorado, BYU. So you're getting like Ohio State, the brand of the 90s, was one thing. I don't know if they would have played for the Natty based off the teams that were winning things in the 90s. So I don't want to compare it to John Cooper. Day isn't doing enough right now. The one thing I would say with the top 10 here, do you really think Kyle Whittingham is a better coach than Ryan Day? That's my one pause. When it comes to Dabo could easily fall. Lincoln Riley continues to do things. Win conference wherever he is. Won it in the Big 12 multiple times with Oklahoma. Played, not winning. He got to the Pac-12 championship game a year ago with USC and turning things around very, very quickly. Heisman Trophy winner once again in the first year at USC under Caleb Williams. So he's doing phenomenal things. I do think, though, there's an argument. Ryan Day is probably on the outside of that argument. Lincoln Riley, Jim Harbaugh, Brian Kelly, Ryan Day. I might put Day above Brian Kelly, which I think is clear. I think Harbaugh has a proven track record. He's a better coach than Ryan Day. And it's Lincoln Riley and Ryan Day. I still think he's on the outside of that one. I don't like coming on here saying nice things about Jim Harbaugh, the coach of the Wolverines. But I will say is this. Wherever Harbaugh has been, he has found a way to do phenomenal things and win consistently at those schools. Michigan hasn't won consistently the entire time. Over the past couple years, the results speak for themselves. I'm going to stop saying nice things about Jim Harbaugh and go back to Ryan Day. Ryan Day, number 8, let that fuel you, Ryan Day. Let this ranking fuel you and motivate you to do more, to find ways to develop players in a better way. Because if you do that, there's a good chance Ryan Day will be in the top 5 next year, Jim Harbaugh falling. If Ryan Day uses this to motivate him, we could be looking at Ryan Day and a football team at Ohio State that goes undefeated, beats Michigan, wins the Big Ten, wins the Natty in 2023. Why? Because Ryan Day, as he takes a different role and more of a CEO type of oversight role for the team, we can see Ryan Day saying, oh, man, we saw what y'all was saying about us a year ago in that article for CBS Sports. This is what happens after I find a better way to coach the team and to put our guys in the best situations we can put them in to be successful on the football field. Expectations are high. Day is number 8, the 8th best Power 5 coach in the sport. Based on CBS Sports rankings, he's also the 2nd ranked coach in the Big Ten Conference. What is the battle for Big Ten preeminence, the top, to be the best coach in the sport that the conference has? We'll discuss that next on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to you by Bird Dogs. As the weather continues to warm up, we are going to be looking for ways to add fresh, new items to our closet. Things that allow us to feel good and things that might allow us to feel comfortable every second of the day. Bird Dogs provides that for you. Their fabric is stretchy, and it makes my legs look great, and they're comfier than my other shorts and pants. They give me the freedom to wear one pair of shorts or pants on the golf course to a meeting, a date, or hanging out with friends. And pardon my take, host PFT famously never wears pants, and the only shorts he truly loves are Bird Dogs. So go to birddogs.com/lockedoncollege. When you enter promo code LOCKEDONCOLLEGE, they'll throw in a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumbler with every order. Once again, go to birddogs.com/lockedoncollege. And when you enter promo code LOCKEDONCOLLEGE, they'll throw in a free custom Bird Dogs Yeti style tumbler with every order. So this ranking, when it came out this year, I heard it earlier in the week from the Cover 3 podcast, which is a part of CBS Sports Coverage of College Football. They promoted the rankings, and I said, great. It's time for me to get my hands on this list. I have been waiting for this for a long time, trying to see where Ryan Day falls in the list, comparing it from a year ago to where things are present day. And when you look at it, last year, Ryan Day, number 6. Harbaugh, number 9. I said, okay, cool. Like, I get it. Harbaugh struggled at Michigan at times, failed to beat Ohio State, had won the conference, still a really good coach. I said, okay, cool. Like, it makes sense. I questioned him, Ryan Day being behind Jimbo Fisher a year ago, which I think I was right. Jimbo fell 15 spots in this year's ranking. I questioned him being behind Lincoln Riley. Lincoln Riley played for a chance to win the Pac-12 championship. Ryan Day didn't win a chance, didn't coach it a chance, have a chance to win this year's Big Ten Conference because the Buckeyes failed to beat Michigan for the second year in a row. So I'm like, okay, Ryan Day 6 a year ago, Harbaugh 9. This year, Harbaugh 5, Ryan Day 8. Doesn't sit well with me. But in reality, I understand why things fall that way this year. When you look at the rankings and you look and see where the other Big Ten coaches fall, you got Harbaugh at 1, best coach in the conference according to CBS Sports. Ryan Day at 2, Luke Fickell at 3, a newcomer to the conference. Well, not newcomer completely, but new as a head coach. Let's put it that way. James Franklin, 4. Then it gets interesting. Illinois and Brett Bielema, are they going to be a force in the Big Ten West this year? It's possible. They had a good team a year ago. I mean, I say a solid team, building something special, had a really good corner out there as well. I believe it was a top 10 pick. PJ Fleck, 6 in Minnesota. Buckeyes faced them, I think the 11th game of the year in the fall, November. Matt Rhule, a newcomer to the Big Ten. Matt Rhule, NFL a year ago, back to college football. Nebraska can be special, a special place when the team and the football team is really, really good. Just not sure if Matt Rhule's going to do that this year. And then you got Kirk Ferentz at 8, Pat Fitzgerald at 9, Mel Tucker at 10, Mike Loxley at 11, Greg Schiano at 12, Tom Allen 13, and then Ryan Walters at 14. Looking at the top, even just the top 5, Bielema 5, Franklin 4, Fickell 3, Day 2, Harbaugh 1. I don't see a scenario because I don't predict things falling off and Ohio State having a Miami-esque fall in the 2000s after they won the 01 national championship game, and then the Buckeyes beat the Hurricanes in the 02 national championship game. I don't see a falling off of that type of proportion. I don't see that to where Fickell has moved up next year and Franklin moves up ahead of Day. I don't see that. But realistically, what I do see possibly happening, if you keep failing to beat Michigan, people will question, is Ryan Day the guy? Now, there was a question up there by some to say that Ryan Day is on that spectrum right now where they say he might not be the guy. They're asking that question. I think it's realistic to ask that question right now based off of how things have gone. Yes, making the playoff is great. Yes, putting guys in the NFL, great. Yes, playing for a natty in year 2, making the playoff in year 1. All of those, Rose Bowl champ, all of those things are great. Cannot deny it. But one thing is true. Ryan Day can't keep going in this way like he is. Because the next year, if Ryan Day is a coach and he fails to beat Michigan, fails to win the conference, but all of a sudden, what do we see? Somehow makes the playoff. we could be looking at a scenario where Ryan Day is still ranked behind Ryan Day. Both make the playoff. Let's say Ryan Day makes it in the Natty and Michigan does not, which would be oh so nice. But still, let's just say realistically, Ohio State plays for the Natty. Michigan does not. Ohio State wins or loses. Doesn't really matter the result of that game. We could be looking at a scenario where if that scenario works, Michigan beats Ohio State. Both make the playoff. Ohio State plays for the Natty. Michigan does not. Ohio State wins or loses. The scenario could be that Ryan Day is still the second best coach at the conference based off things that have happened on the field. Because head to head, Ryan Day won 2019. No game in 2020. Harbaugh won the next two. By record, Harbaugh has the upper hand in this rivalry when it's coach against coach, record against record that way. It's that simple. Ryan Day's focus needs to be on Michigan. I haven't really spent much time on this show discussing my thoughts and sharing them here with you about this rivalry and how it needs to be everything. We heard a lot of talk about it a year ago. Oh, it means everything. We're doing extra reps, extra this, extra that. I did them in high school. We had to run extra sprints for LN, another 40-yard dash, or maybe another rep for LN, Lawrence North, our ultimate rival. I've been there at the high school level. I understand that at the college level, never experienced it, but I get it. You want to do all those extra things, and y'all was talking. What was the result? Another L. Losing sucks. Losing isn't fun, especially to that team up north. And Ryan Day needs to realize, and I believe he does, but the players need to realize as well, it's all about that game on November 25th. This isn't really wasn't a planned infomercial for that game to remind everybody about how important it is or how it is everything for the team in 2023. This wasn't planned, but I think y'all understand this is everything for Ryan Day right now. This is everything for whoever the coach is or the quarterback is at Ohio State. This is everything. Talked about it a year ago, earlier this year. What is going to be a thing on C.J. Stroud's resume? He never beat Michigan. Rose Bowl champ, great. Playoff appearance, great. You never beat Michigan. You don't want that to be on your be a part of your resume. If you as a starting quarterback, that you never beat the Wolverines, the ultimate rival, when you were the quarterback at Ohio State, you don't want that to be a part of you. But it is, not just in the rankings for next year and ranking the coaches in the Big Ten, but for the team in 2023, everything rides on that game November 25th because it's that important. It's everything. And that's a good way to look at the rankings. It's Harbaugh and Day, Michigan, Ohio State, 365, 24/7. The rivalry never dies. It's going to be talked about. And that's why Ryan Day was ranked number two. If you ain't beating Michigan, and Michigan's head coach is really good, in Jim Harbaugh, no matter if you like him or not, he's going to be ranked above Ryan Day. Win that game and see what happens. Coming up next, there are other ways Ryan Day can move up this list next year. One of them is by beating Michigan. What are the others? We'll talk about them next, right here on Locked On Buckeyes. This episode is brought to you by Billiards Plus. Billiards Plus has the best selection of pool tables, game tables, shuffleboard tables, and more. And the best service in Central Ohio. Billiards Plus also can set you up with a brand new top-of-the-line grill that will last for generations. We all know how hard it is with the supply chain issues this year and getting certain things shipped on time. So when it comes to ordering that one big gift for someone you love, check out Billiards Plus and get there early this year. Billiards Plus carries the best selection of pool tables from Brunswick, Alhassan, Canada, Billiards, and more. Plus, top-of-the-line grills from PK, Napoleon, Memphis, and LaGriddle. That will be the last grill you own. Seriously, these grills stand the test of time. No matter the season, Billiards Plus has you covered for all your indoor and outdoor entertainment needs. Visit their showroom on Dublin Center Drive in Dublin. Check them out at billiards-plus.com. Billiards Plus, family owned and operated for generations. Thanks for making Locked On Buckeyes your first listen every single day. Make sure you subscribe to Locked On Buckeyes on Spotify, on Apple, on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, and even on the YouTube. Locked On Buckeyes is available for your enjoyment 5 days a week. Locked On Buckeyes is a part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. So you look at the other coaches here in the top 10, and we wrap up today's show. You got Saban 1, Smart 2, Dabo 3, Lincoln Riley 4, Jim Harbaugh 5, Brian Kelly 6, Kyle Whittingham 7, Ryan Day number 8. I've already kind of discussed my disapproval with Brian Kelly being ranked above Ryan Day and Kyle Whittingham being ranked above Ryan Day. I still don't sit well with that. But there are other ways Ryan Day could not be the number 8 coach in next year's rankings. Beating Michigan is a clear, easy way. Win the conference, easy. Make the playoff, you're going to be moving up, buddy. But also, if Brian Kelly does not keep doing this thing down there at LSU, and if he is not a guy that is in SEC championship games and in the playoff, and let's just say they have 2, maybe 3 losses next year, and Ryan Day and the Buckeyes are undefeated or have 1 loss, Buckeyes win the conference, LSU does not, Buckeyes make the playoff, LSU does not. You get the gist that this is a formula, easy formula for Ryan Day in the collective group at CBS Sports that put this together to be a ranked above Brian Kelly. It seems like Brian Kelly is being a coach like Jimbo Fisher was a year ago, where he was still riding high and riding the coattails for Jimbo, the 2013 BCS National Championship game, that Brian Kelly is similar, is riding the success of the 2012 Notre Dame Fighting Irish team that played in the 2012 BCS National Championship game. If you take that off of Brian Kelly's resume, you have multiple 10-win, 11-1 seasons, multiple 10-win seasons, double-digit win seasons. That's great. But I don't think people in South Bend, people that cover Notre Dame, or most people around the sport, would say Brian Kelly's a better coach than Ryan Day. Remember, this is a compilation of the minds, the makeup, the writers at CBS Sports, which makes me realize and understand Brian Kelly could easily fall. Kyle Whittingham could easily fall or stay ahead. And Ryan Day could leapfrog them. Now, the interesting 1-2. I think Saban and Kirby Smart 1-2 easy next year. Easy. The other ones to watch, Dabo Swinney and Clemson, Lincoln Riley and USC. If Dabo Swinney keeps on this path, stays on this level that he's currently at, let's say 9-3 or 10-2, not winning the ACC, not making the playoff and getting a bowl win, I can see Dabo Swinney falling behind and Ryan Day leapfrogging Dabo Swinney. Now, once again, this is a falling of Dabo and Ryan Day doing some great things this year. It's going to take a work from both of them, but I still think that is a realistic thing. The Lincoln Riley, Ryan Day thing, I was trying to fight this a year ago and say, nah, man, Ryan Day is better. Ryan Day is better. Ryan Day is better. Having a hard time doing that right now. Having a real hard time making that argument. Having a real hard time sitting here with you on Odyssey or Apple or YouTube or wherever you're getting Locked On Buckeyes here on a Thursday. Having a real hard time trying to formulate an opinion or a thought that says Ryan Day and Lincoln Riley are, they're on the same level, but that Day is better than Riley. I can't sit here and do that. I cannot. What I can say is this. You could be looking at a scenario next year if Day and the Buckeyes accomplish all the goals, the 3 goals they set. Beat the team up north, win the Big Ten Conference, win the national championship. If they accomplish all 3 of those goals, that's an easy way for Ryan Day to jump Lincoln Riley, realistically. You could be looking at a scenario next year where Ryan Day jumps up 5 spots to number 3. I think Kyle Whittingham's going to fall. I really do think Whittingham and Brian Kelly are going to fall. You beat Harbaugh? Cool. Lincoln Riley not winning the Natty? That's going to help you. Dabo falling, that's all going to help you. It's going to take a lot of help from the others, the other coaches, the other teams that are represented here in the top 10, but it can happen. It's realistic. I'd say there's a better shot of that happening than Georgia winning 3 natties in a row. However, Georgia really good. The expectations for Georgia, the belief about Georgia, Georgia's going to be really good. They are answering a lot of questions that they had entering the offseason. Buckeyes are answering some questions, still have some more questions to answer, which makes me not really know where they stack up. Georgia's better. Ohio State's really good. And I'm not really sure. I'm not here to make a statement or a prediction that Ohio State wins Natty. Georgia does not. I also really don't know if I can make a statement that Georgia is going to go 3-0. That's really hard in this sport. Really hard. But it can happen in the fall when the boys step back on the football field. We're out of here on a Thursday. One more day to go here on Locked On Buckeyes here this week. You can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. Send all of your emails to jstevens317@gmail.com. One thing really quick that I don't really mention here on the show as much as I should. If you're an Apple Podcast listener or on Spotify, leave a 5-star review on Apple. Leave a rating and review as well. It's a free, easy way to let everyone know about Locked On Buckeyes to help promote the show in a way that is free. If you're on YouTube, hit that like, hit that subscribe, hit that bell so you're notified every time a new video goes live. Right here on a Thursday, right here on Locked On Buckeyes. I'll see you next time.